many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
With anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and it is confirmed a trade has been made. George Pickens goes to the Dallas Cowboys, and we're going to talk to beat writer for the Post-Gazette who follows the Steelers, Brian Batko, here in just a couple of minutes.
Wonderful. Paul, so good job.
It's happening. Meanwhile, this year, 2025, the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II, important Hollywood legacy during this time as well. And if you're like me, Paul, you remember Bob Hope when he would visit the troops. For us, it was during the Vietnam War, of course. But there is a new PBS documentary on Bob Hope. It's called Miles, Morale, and Memories, Bob Hope in World War II, narrated by Gary Sinise. Remember Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump, who is very passionate and continues to help our veterans. And joining us is award-winning director and producer Tim Gray. Welcome to KDK, Tim.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Outstanding. It's a beautiful day in Pittsburgh. But this is an important commemoration, and for many, it was Bob Hope that brought news and brought smiles to our troops overseas for so many years. Why this? Why now?
Good question. It is the 80th anniversary of the end of the war, a war that killed 60 to 70 million people. And these soldiers don't get through what they get, had gotten through without laughter. And Bob Hope brought a lot of laughter and raised a lot of morale during those times in Europe, in the Pacific, during World War II. And, it's just another aspect of the war, Hollywood's involvement in World War II, and just another aspect of examining, this conflict that ended 80 years ago this year. So it's just, something we wanted to get done.
For our listeners who don't know the scope of what happened with these USO tours and Bob Hope's work, give them some idea of how many different places he went, the miles he traveled, and the number of soldiers that he was entertaining.
Yeah, you think about Bob Hope's troop with Jerry Colonna and Francis Langford and Patty Thomas and Tony Romano. They did about 80,000 miles in World War II. And 80,000 miles, in the 21st century does not sound like a lot, but back during that time, before the jet age, and those were hard miles to small islands in the Pacific, to Europe, to North Africa, and you're flying in these planes that are prop planes. And a few times there were some really close calls for Bob Hope and his troop, and they almost died in these planes. And so it was just it was just the miles themselves were so difficult. And throw in the fact that you're in the middle of a world war, adds another dimension to the whole story.
Yeah, and ironically, for all the places he had been with real danger from the enemy, it was Alaska and Australia where he almost was killed.
Yeah, he had a really close call in 1942 in Alaska where the plane was lost, really, for a while in darkness. And just by chance, another plane was up there and said, you know, we just felt some prop wash from another plane that shouldn't be up here. And it was Bob Hope's plane, which was, you know, lost. And so they threw on some searchlights and were able to guide the plane into the airport. Then in Australia, they crashed in a lake. The troop did. And fortunately, it was in a plane that could land and take off on water, a Catalina. But still, you know, it was just hard, hard miles for everybody involved in this incredible mission of entertaining those far from home.
In your direction and for producing this film, what was your biggest takeaway about Bob Hope, who a lot of people felt like they knew, and he was the conduit for families to their servicemen and women?
Bob Hope was receiving about 30,000 letters a week at his office in California from servicemen and servicewomen, and also from families and at home. And what really struck us in the film was how genuine his love of this country was. He wasn't born here. He was born in England. He grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, you know, and then became an American citizen and just loved the country. So he was very patriotic. So that was, you know, a big part. But the thing that you take away from this film is just the emotion in the letters that were written to him, emotions that ranged from just sorrow to euphoria, of soldiers who saw him during some of their darkest days of being on the front lines, and then family members at home who waited for news of their loved ones abroad. Bob Hope would be asked by soldiers or Marines saying, you know, when you're back in the States, could you deliver this letter to my family? And the family would get a knock at the door, and Bob Hope would be standing there with a letter from their son. And he, you know, so that was a genuine thing. Servicemen would ask Bob Hope to call up their families when he got back to the States to let them know they were okay. And he would do that. So it wasn't just for show for him. He was genuinely, you know, emotionally invested in America at that time.
Yeah, to be sure. I mean, he did all this work out of the spotlight. The only real idea people had what was going on back at that time was in the newsreels. And then they saw Bob Hope, but they didn't see the crew that had to help him get it done. How extensive was that?
Yeah, I mean, he was just a great vaudeville act that he put together. He had beautiful girls, he had singers, he had guitar players, he had comedians. So he delivered about a 45-minute show to wherever the troops needed it. And again, on some small island like Pabuvu in the Pacific, which nobody's ever heard of, to Morocco, Algiers. So he would bring in this troop with him, and all the soldiers that we've talked to who remember those days would always laugh and say, we love Bob Hope, but man, oh man, we love seeing Francis Langford too. So, you know, he's traveling with these young, beautiful women, and they were part of the act because they could sing, they could dance, and they were beautiful. So I think the soldiers remember the women a little bit even more than they remember Jerry Colon and Bob Hope.
It brought a beautiful part of home to the war zones or wherever they were serving. And you can see this public television, 315 stations across the country here in Pittsburgh, WQED director-producer Tim Gray behind this extraordinary journey. Miles, Morale and Memories, Bob Hope in World War II, also narrated by Gary Sinise. Well, all the best. Appreciate your work, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And keep an eye on that George Pickens situation.
Yeah, that's coming in this town. That's big news, too.
Yep. It is. Yep. I know it is.
Got all the details coming up.
And one of the things I remember about Bob Hope was he was hosting the Academy Awards. I think he hosted it more than anybody. And one of the great lines of all time is, hi, this is Bob Hope. And welcome to Hollywood's biggest night, or as I call it, in my house, Passover. Because he never got an Oscar. Yeah. All right, Tim. Thank you, guys. Great to meet you. Yeah, this is going to be a fun journey. Well, anytime the Steelers do anything, it makes news in this town. And this is big, as you just mentioned. a big trade with the Dallas Cowboys. How about them boys? We've got from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Steelers beat writer, Brian Bacco, who's busy, I would imagine. Thanks for making time for us, Brian. So let us have it. What's going on?
Yeah. You know, I'm not too surprised by this, honestly, Larry. I'm a little surprised that it didn't happen at the draft or before the draft. But, I mean, George Pickens was such a headache the last couple years that, or last few years, really, that I think at some point it outweighs the production. And now the Steelers have made that decision. And he is there in Dallas to either help the Cowboys or cause even more distractions off the field. Or I shouldn't say off the field, because he didn't really cause problems off the field here in Pittsburgh. But the sideline antics, some of the undisciplined play, that was all adding up.
So, Brian, the deal is Pickens goes to the Cowboys along with a sixth-round pick in 2027. The Steelers are getting a third-round pick in 26 and a fifth-rounder in 27. That gives them, next year, 12 picks in the NFL draft. And, boy, that looks to me and some other people like moving up in the draft to grab a prime quarterback.
Yeah, I do think they're loading up somewhat, and they're really just acquiring assets. And I think that's kind of the analytical-minded GM that Omar Khan sort of promised to be, or a lot of people expected he would be. And in this case, it's really twofold.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not only that forward-thinking model, but it's also taking away one less potential problem for this team in the short term, because frankly I don't know how old George Pickens was going to deal with being the second fiddle to DK Metcalf, and now the Steelers can sort of rid themselves of one potential drama subplot, and obviously keep an eye on the future and solving the biggest question that has dogged this team since Ben Roethlisberger's retirement, and that, of course, would be the quarterback play.
George Pickens, by all accounts, an extraordinarily talented receiver, but the antics kind of detracted from that, and having them bring in DK Metcalf wouldn't have created a, let's say, friendly, I would imagine, competition environment. So that said, the deal is done. What about Aaron Rodgers while we have you, Brian? Any breaking
news? I don't know, Larry. No breaking news unless I missed it since the moment I got on the phone with you guys. But, I've seen people say, is this going to make him less likely to want to come here? For all we know, it might make him more likely to want to come here because, we all have TVs. Even when he goes on the darkness retreats, when he comes out, he has social media. He can see what's going on with the latest diva receiver to be a part of the Steelers. So, for all we know, maybe this streamlines things for him in this passing game. And now you don't have to worry about, you're getting the ball to Metcalf, or you're keeping Pickens happy, or are you getting it to everybody else that it needs to go to. So, I still have a feeling, like the Steelers have a feeling, that he's going to make his way here. When that's going to be, who knows. But just based on some of Art Rooney II's comments and trying to read between the lines with his tone of voice, I imagine they're getting a a little bit impatient at least. But, you know, hey, they've put themselves in this bed. They're on his timeline for the most part.
You know, one of the other shoes to drop, too, on this, Brian, is who is Aaron Rodgers going to be throwing the ball to? They're still in need of wide receivers now.
There is, but I disagree with the people who think, okay, well, now you're right back to square one and you don't have a second wide receiver. While that part is probably true, DK Metcalf's a better number one wide receiver in my mind than George Pickens had been or would have been. So it's not like you completely ripped up your depth chart. You know, you've improved, I think, at the top, and maybe there are now more solutions at the middle to the bottom.
When is rookie minicamp? Isn't that coming up like real soon?
Yeah, it's this weekend.
Yeah.
I bet those guys will start filtering into Pittsburgh tomorrow, and you know, then they get on the field and start doing some football-like stuff in shorts on Friday and Saturday. We will be there to cover it, talking to the draft picks, and luckily those guys won't really have too much they could or would want to say about the George Pickens deal, but we know Mike Tomlin is usually in front of the microphones at some point, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward. My sleeper of the draft, and the Steelers got him, is Will Howard, the quarterback from Ohio State. Watch him rise. Brian, thank you.
I think you've got a lot of company with that take there, Larry. Thanks for having me on, guys. See ya.
Yeah, I appreciate you making time. Read all about it in the Post-Gazette. He blogs about it, talks about it, and spends time with us, too, and writes about it. Brian Backo. And Marty Griffin coming up 10 until baseball today at 12:20. They'll take the air, and then the Pirates will try to get a win in St. Louis before they come home. They're off tomorrow, weekend series coming up. And every Wednesday at this time, we welcome Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, and, of course, the beautiful wife of Marty Griffin. Christine, good morning.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, we finally get a dry, sunny day. We needed a break.
We do. It was a long, interesting stretch.
I know we're going to talk about some events for Mother's Day here in a little bit, but happy Mother's Day
to you.
I know Marty goes out of his way to make sure it's a special day
for you
and the kids.
He always does. Yeah, he's great. And the kids are old enough now to kind of really, they initiate some things now, which is wonderful. But I think that's because he started it. You know, he taught them that it's important to make it a big deal.
And the weather, by the way, Saturday, sunny 72 for mom, 77 and sunny Sunday.
Yeah, it's looking great. And if you're looking for something to do with mom, our kidsburg.org guide of things to do this weekend has so many ideas. One of them, Larry, you and I are both doing, not necessarily for Mother's Day, but The Wizard of Oz by the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater opens this weekend. It's the first time they've ever done this as a ballet in Pittsburgh.
And as you pointed out, which I didn't know, live orchestra.
Yes, the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater Orchestra will be live playing for this ballet at the Benedum Center, one of the most gorgeous theaters in our region. And I just think it's two weekends, this weekend and next weekend. I'm just so excited about this because it's such a cool story. And then there's been so much excitement, especially with Wicked, the movie. I think a lot of people will be interested in this. And it's a great way to introduce kids to the ballet.
Well, perfect. That's what our intention is.
Yeah, you're going to be bringing your 9-year-old grandkids. Is that right? Okay,
yes.
That's going to be awesome. And then if you want to spend time doing some sort of play with the kids on Mother's Day, but you don't really want to have to put a lot of effort into it, the Children's Museum and Museum Lab are hosting so many fun things specifically for Mother's Day. They've got crafts, they've got music, they've got special Mother's Day portraits. They're creating mini flower bouquets. So check out our guide of things to do. You'll see all of those on this weekend.
All right, moms, we got, hopefully you'll be taken well care of. That said, Remake Learning Days.
Yeah, this is more than 200 events happening now through May 23rd. Free. Okay, did you hear me say free? I mean, it's so many cool things for families. A lot of these are at libraries, museums, schools. But the goal is really to help kids get excited about learning. And some of these are really fun and unique ways of learning, things like building robots or coding or directing films, using 3D printers, exploring the outdoors. Some of the fun things going on this weekend with Remake Learning Days include a community day at Contemporary Craft, which is in Lawrenceville. They've got a scavenger hunt, which will be a fun interactive way to learn about the art. And then there's a family podcasting from noon to 2 on Saturday. That's at SLB Radio, which is in the basement of the Children's Museum. That's actually where kids were, where we record our podcast. And we even have a podcast about family podcasting. There's a family that does a family trivia podcast. And, you know, you never know. Maybe you're going to go and your family's going to be inspired to create their own podcast.
You know, Andy Warhol said everyone will be famous for 15 minutes. And this is long before the internet was even invented, but now everyone will have a podcast eventually.
It's easy, you know, and whether you have a big audience or small, it could be a really fun thing for your family to try together.
That's really a great idea. And back to that scavenger hunt. This is, I love this, scavenger hunt of Keiko Fukuzawa retrospective, The Space in Between.
Yes, I did not call to find out how to pronounce that name, but that is the exhibit going on at the Craft Contemporary Craft, which if you've never been, because they recently moved from in the Strip District a little bit further down the street on in Lawrenceville, it's a really, really cool area. And I'm looking now at Keiko Fukuzawa's art, and it's so interesting. It's like a ceramic, but it's very colorful. There's flowers, there's like cartoon images, so definitely very approachable for kids.
I'm impressed with your pronunciation guide too.
I just went with it. As long as you say it confidently, that's the most important thing.
A lot of great stuff. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and one more thing I want to mention if we have time. If you're a parent who works from home, there is a brand new concept. I'd never even seen or heard of this before. This is called Beanstalk HQ. It's in Wexford, and it's three things. It's a daycare center, a co-working space, and a coffee shop all in one. How cool is that?
It's a great idea.
So you can go and work in, you know, working, co-working space. There's even some private rooms for calls and stuff while your kids are playing supervised. And you can even go visit them if you want a little, you know, check and see how they're doing. And a coffee shop. I mean, because who can work without coffee?
That's a great concept.
Yeah, it's so cool. So check out kidsburg.org. You'll see our story on that as well.
All right. And Christine, are you sticking around?
I am. I'll be here from 10 to 11 with Marty.
Outstanding. Kidsburg.org.
Steelers can sort of rid themselves of one potential drama subplot. And yeah, obviously keep an eye on the future.
There's a trade. The Steelers are sending George Pickens to the Cowboys for draft picks.
Yeah, and they're going to be loading up for next year when the draft is here. I like the move. Yeah,
12 total picks next year. Deadline day for Americans flying domestically or entering a federal building because a real ID is supposedly required.
This law went into effect 20 years ago. Congress passed it in 2005. The deadline for when it would be enforced has been pushed repeatedly.
A tribute to the federal government's efficiency. So after 20 years, today was absolutely the deadline day, and then they're like, well, okay, we'll let you go.
And the process of selecting a new pope is about to begin at the Vatican today.
The world will learn, everyone will learn at the same time, and we'll learn through these old ways of doing things, smoke billowing from the chimney that's been installed on the Sistine Chapel.
And they are handicapping. I saw the list of who might become the pope. One's an American, but he's a long shot. That's it. Thank you, Paul.
I guess I better check my FanDuel app out, right?
Yeah. Who you're voting for. All right, or betting on, I should say. Coming up, we're going to check in with Marty Griffin next.